that reading from 1 Corinthians, did you happen to count how many times Paul wrote the word Christ in this opening address? Probably not, because I didn't prepare you to do that. 8 times in 9 verses, either Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus flows from Paul's pen. Now, if you know much about Paul's letters to the Corinthians, or if you recall hearing me preach on them before, you might remember that the authority and the identity of Jesus is a key theme throughout these letters. Christ, or more correctly, the Christ, is a title. Christ is not Jesus' surname. The Christ, or Christus, means the Messiah, means the Savior. In the verses that follow after today's reading from 1 Corinthians, Paul addresses a conflict in the fledgling church by reminding them that their faith is in Jesus the Savior, not in Paul, who's been their teacher, or in a later apostle named Apollos, but in the Christ and in him alone. In him they are called to be his holy people. In him they are given the gifts of speech and of knowledge, and that calling and those gifts are for all those everywhere who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All those everywhere who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How I wish I could make that sentence plain to our wider United Methodist Church. Paul's all meant all persons, those inside the church as well as those historically considered outsiders. Ethnic outsiders, racial outsiders, cultural outsiders, geographic outsiders, all who call on the name of the Savior are gifted. Further into his letter, Paul will say those gifts are diverse, and no one person possesses them all. As this introduction suggests, the breadth of spiritual gifts means the congregation at Corinth lacks for nothing. There are teachers and there are healers, miracle workers and prophets. There are evangelists and welcomers and prayers and generous givers, and it takes all those gifts put to good use to make up a vital and thriving congregation. When my grandmother passed away, as we cleaned out her house, we came across some gifts she had never put to use. One was a box of embroidered linen handkerchiefs I had brought for her from a trip I'd been on. My grandmother was one of those ladies who always carried hankies in her purse. She washed and ironed them every week. So I had brought her this beautiful lace-edged trio, and she kept them in their box, tucked away in a dresser drawer for years. We found other items similarly packaged, and she would have told us that she had been saving those for good, for a better time than every day, for some auspicious occasion. But it made me sad, because I had given them to her with the intention that she should use them, that she could have something new and in mint condition to enjoy for a time. That's how it is with the gifts that God gives to us. God intends for us to use them. You are the light of the world, Jesus told his followers. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others. Your gifts won't do God any good if they aren't doing good for God's people. Don't hide them away. Don't save them for later. There is no better time than today to put to use what God has given you, what God has given each and every one of you. A couple of years ago, Pete Martin collected some of the poems and sermons and articles he'd written over the years and had them printed in book form. He called it Do It Right. There are still a few copies on the glass case out in the foyer if you've never had a chance to read it. I encourage you to look through it. Included in his book was a poem he had entitled To the Big Ones in Charge of the Little Ones. It was an address to the topmost leadership of church denominations, a fervent call for leadership to listen to all the people and for all the people to be willing to speak While Pete's view was from a focus of financial stewardship, I think it also accurately reflects on the stewardship of our giftedness, whether in the local church or at the topmost level of our or another denomination. Those who lead must never forget that all who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ are gifted for God's work. All have contributions they must share. Here in Flight Creek, those contributions include everything from the compassionate hearts that contribute to the Cooperstown food pantry and who deliver that basket of goods in the foyer every time it fills up, to the gifts we collected at Christmas for Angel Tree recipients, contributions to the UFW's Christmas basket program, those who support our Sunday school projects, and the kids when they host a coffee hour and a bake sale to raise money to give away, those who support special Sunday offerings like today's Human Relations Day offering. It also includes those who watch over the church finances, those who are the stewards of the buildings and grounds. It includes those who preach and teach and lead worship, those who invite others, who welcome visitors, those who visit and pray with the homebound, those who plan dinners and movie nights and activities for the community, and those who dream and envision even more ways to reach into our community and share the goodness of God with our neighbors and friends. And as a church, you also support me through your prayers, through your participation in the life and ministries of the church, and through providing my salary so that this church is staffed by a clergy person who's available and can respond to the needs of those who are lonely and depressed, those who are hurting and grieving, those who are sick or are dying, and those who are seeking spiritual enlightenment and support. You see, church, we really are a body that is enriched with every good and important gift for ministry in our community and in the world. Gifts of speech and knowledge abound. Wise speech from the pulpit or the teacher's chair, heartfelt speech in our personal prayer times, compassionate speech in our interactions with others, knowledge that fills our heads with wisdom but also our hearts with understanding and leads us to action in the world. And in our United Methodist denomination, Human Relations Sunday, the designation for this day closest to the celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s life, this special offering that we receive today helps us to remember that all means all, and that all have gifts to share. Across our global connection, we come together to help bridge the gap between the church and the community. Offerings received today for Human Relations Day, remember, these are opportunities. These are not obligations. It's a question of whether you feel called to give to this. But offerings received today for Human Relations Day go 100% to support neighborhood ministries through community developers, community advocacy, work with at-risk youth and youth offender rehabilitation programs. We're enabled to make an impact in communities where people struggle because they do not have the tools or the resources to reach their God-given potential. When we walk past our neighbor who's hiding in plain sight, we limit the gifts and graces that our sisters and brothers in Christ bring to the table. We limit the experiences, the voices, the beloved community that take place through the mutual sharing of our gifts. So together today, we join with United Methodists around the world, remembering that the size of the table of divine love is unlimited, and the gifts of God are given for the benefit of us all. Somos del Señor, we belong to Christ, and the gifts belong to Him. Let us honor Him, who is our light, in word and in deed. Amen.